Benjamin LM, welcome to the Last Post podcast interview. How are you, my friend?
Good, thanks. Good. How are you going, Greg?
Yeah, I'm fine, Ben. I'm fine. We go back a long way. We first met, I guess, in Adelaide back in 2009. You were an artist then. You're still an artist. You've done a lot of great work. Tell us a bit about your latest exhibition.
Yeah, it opens on the in 2 days, which is it's Sunday here, but Saturday in America.
I think it's December 5th, Saturday, California time.
Yeah, that's right. But in Australia, it's 10 a.m. For Perth and for Sydney, it is 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's called Roots of Innocence. It's 5 new paintings in pop art style, my first series of pop art, and they look awesome.
I've had a look at these, Benjamin, and very impressed. We've done a bit of social media posting with this because obviously, if it's something of style and it's art, we want to support it. It's great Australian art, and there's a place for you in the history books, mate. If you can get this exhibition going, well, we'll all be chuffed because we're right behind you.
Thank you. Yeah. It's looking good, and it's a virtual online one, so it's not in a bricks and mortar gallery. And the virtual ones are really good. This is my second one I've done, so it's a new way of doing it, and it's really exciting.
So you're happy with the online experience?
Love it, yeah.
Okay, cool. What, it's Arta Vita from Santa Barbara, isn't it, in California?
That's right, yep. So it opens, wherever the gallery is, that's their time, that it's their opening time, so every time.
And how best would the listeners go about accessing this, Benjamin?
The gallery is at this link. It's www.artavita.com/virtual_exhibitions/424.
Excellent. Now, how did you get hold of this mob, mate? I mean, it's they're over in California. You spent some time in America. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I'm going back to America in a year. I'm going to move to New York. And that's where I'll live, you know, permanently. I'm not too sure how I got a hold of this company. I don't know if they contacted me or me to them, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, that's right. You've had a lot of interest in your work, so it's probably lost in the maze a bit. But the stuff is, how do the Americans find your work?
It's been targeting there for a while. It's good. It's good here in Australia too, you know. Getting a bit of interest from other places too, like Brazil, which is, you know, didn't expect. And the west coast of America, pop art's the main thing they look at, you know. Whereas my normal style is more European, more expressionistic, very meaningful, lots of brushstrokes, which are sort of they're into in New York. So this one's sort of specifically built towards the LA art scene because, yeah, pop art's pretty much all they like. And I've never done it. I tell the truth, I've never really loved pop art, but now I'm thinking with these virtual shows, I can do them a lot quicker, I can do smaller series a lot quicker and I can change my style and try out different styles that I haven't done. So, and this is also a reaction against the last series called Spiritual Chaos, which was very strong and wild brushstrokes and, you know.
Yes, that was very in your face and it worked wonders, but it is a bit different from what you're doing now. And you talked about Brazil. I do believe that someone told me they saw a work of yours in Rio.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes. And I think probably the thing there is that as the word gets spread, you'll find your work appearing in more countries around the world. And isn't that the greatest compliment?
For sure. Yeah. And it's interesting to see who goes for it, you know, because you never know. You know, you just have to throw it out there and see who eats it. You know, like some people like it, some people don't, but you just push it around and people buy them. So they, I don't even know. Sometimes people contact me I've never met before to say, oh, like the other day, American collectors just wrote to me and said, oh, show me your new works. And I did. And they bought three on the spot. And they still never said how they found me or what, or anything. So it's a mystery as to who likes them and how it gets out there.
Well, it's been a journey for you. I mean, you've done some great work. There's a particular series of yours that was out and about a couple of years ago that I particularly liked, and I think this is a great reward for your efforts over the years. How did you first get into art?
I always loved it as a kid, but never pursued it, as never thought it was, what I'd do for a career. But when I decided on it, I always did well at it in school and that, and got into university, didn't go to university, but I always didn't naturally well, even though I couldn't make a good picture to save my life, an interesting picture. It was just a natural thing, and I just loved doing it. And then I realised what made me get serious about it and turn it into a business and a career was realising I could do it for my whole life. I don't have to ever stop it, you know?
Yeah, and what is it about art that appeals to you? Is it therapy? Is it a release?
It's a relief from the human condition. It's almost a spiritual act, you know. When you get down into it, whether it's drawing or even making up the title, especially painting, because it's paintings, you know, where the colours come out and it's more physical with the paint and the brushes. But you go to another world and there's no time. You know, you're so far away from normal reality. It's a beautiful. Like a holiday.
Yeah, yeah. A spiritual holiday.
A spiritual holiday, yeah. And then when you come back, not all of them go to plan, and some of them you still can't figure out what needs to be done to finish them or to make it right. But all of a sudden it gets there and clink, 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 and the finish, and then you go, wow. You know, like what the result is so different from the time you spend in outer space while you're doing it.
I mean, most of us, if we're lucky enough, we have a mentor of some degree. Is there anyone you took your inspiration from particularly?
No, I've never had, I said I didn't go to art university, so I'm self-trained, but to me, what I learned is from someone I've never met, and someone I never will meet because he's dead. It's Pablo Picasso.
Yeah. I can see the resemblance in some of your work.
Hopefully not too much. he just his whole way of just trying all styles and not caring at all what anyone thinks about him, you know, like, and he apparently sold them for a lot less than they were worth because he wanted everyone to have one.
Yep.
And he was just a real, you know, a worker, you know what I mean? Like, the last 20 years of his life, he did one painting a day, one artwork per day. That's at the end of his life, you know what I mean? So I just sort of use it as a business model, and don't get me wrong, I love other artists, you know, as much as his paintings, but just his business model, try different styles, get up and do it every day, do something every day. That's where I learned.
Yes. I think that's inspirational in itself to hear that. And of course, it's like I guess to be great at anything, it's a matter of doing things. You have to do. You can't just think it. I mean, you must bring it into realization. That's what you've done with your work over the years. And I mean, you and I have known each other now for about 11 years, maybe 12. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Some of your works are extraordinarily beautiful. They're confronting. They're many things, but they do restore the faith in Australian art and our belief that we should support Australian artists. So well done, Benjamin. Can you just go through the details of that online exhibition again for listeners?
It's Benjamin LM. Roots of Innocence is the show title. Five paintings, pop art style, celebrating the innocence. For adults, you know, it's not just for kids to be in the moment and be happy for no reason. You know, I think we can do it too.
Yeah.
And we should. The link is www.artavita.com/virtual_exhibition/424.
Fantastic, Benjamin. Our starts Saturday, 5th of December, but by our time, I guess Sunday, as you said before.
Yeah, so it's all based around LA time, which is Saturday, 5th December at 6 PM PST time.
You've been wonderful, Benjamin. We all here in Australia wish you all the best for your exhibition and future exhibitions, whether here, of course, online, it's all around the universe, but in America too, wherever you are physically, you will be spiritually for all of us. Your painting is a beautiful thing.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Thanks a lot, mate.